You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast, where we blend the art of appraising with a touch of insight and a dash of humor. Whether you're a trainee, a seasoned professional, or just curious about the appraisal world, you've come to the right place. So grab your favorite brew, relax, and join us for some expert tips, real-world stories, and valuable advice to help grow your appraisal business. I'm your host, Dan Lindemann, certified appraiser serving South Florida for over 20 years. Hey, how's it going? Welcome back, appraisers. Today, our guest is Stephen Eirig II. Stephen is the principal of SDI Appraisal based in Sarasota, and he covers much of the southwest of Florida. He's been appraising since 2003 and does residential and appraisal consulting services. He's a certified appraiser and holds the SRA designation from the Appraisal Institute. So welcome, Stephen. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me. You said most of it. I started in Michigan. I was up there for quite a while. I moved down here about 6 years ago. Transition was pretty easy. Michigan is, in terms of how infrastructure is laid out, it's pretty similar to Florida. They're the two states that are surrounded by water. So I don't want to say it was easy to just come down here and start working, but I understood a lot of how Florida worked. From that perspective. But I've been doing this for a while. I do mostly non-lender work, divorce estate, FEMA, litigation, that kind of stuff. And I like doing it.
All right. So I wanted to have Stephen on today because he's a member of the Appraisal Referral Network and is an active referrer. So I wanted to talk to him today about the experience with sending out non-lender referrals. So let's just dive into your non-lender business. What exactly are you, where are you getting your work from, and what percentage of your work is non-lender?
I would say probably 90% of my work is non-lender work. The lender work I do is generally for some smaller or from out-of-state banks or smaller that I've, worked for over the years. Hearing you, probably about 90% non-lender. I do some work for banks from out of state that may find me online, or I've been working for them for a while. Most of it is divorce, estate, trust, and FEMA right now with the storms we had on the West Coast.
So what are you doing for FEMA? Like what are they asking you to do?
We're doing the SISD determination appraisals, which are the 50% rule, FEMA 50% rule. You provide an actual cash value. They're a narrative appraisal. And I think they're transitioning into this appraisal instead of the tradition, this appraisal format. And instead of the traditional appraisal format where appraisers are using a form, I think probably one of the reasons is that if you step away from the form, it forces the appraiser, I guess, in a way to not utilize the sales comparison approach. They have to kind of look at actual cash value and get all the terminology correct, because what we're noticing in the form appraisals is there's a lot of contradictory information, which is, it leaves appraisers vulnerable. It leaves the users of the appraisal vulnerable to. So this was all kind of spearheaded. At least I came about this through Ray Carroll. He's Carroll and Carroll out of Naples, and this is kind of his. He's kind of in the retirement mode, and he's this is kind of his baby. The last he's doing here. So
that's a good niche to get into, FEMA. Because there's natural disasters all around the country and flooding. So it's good to have, and especially down here, you know, people are forced with not being able to remodel if it's, you know, up against that 50% of the value there.
Yeah. And what we've noticed is that, you know, the value, you have two options for FEMA. You can use the value, FEMA value provided to you through your county, at least that's the way it's, or your body, that's the way it works here in Florida. And we've noticed that that value is determined by mass appraisal through the county property appraiser, which, you know, they're doing their job, but it's off as it always kind of is, because it's a mass appraisal. The technique is different. And so the success rate for these FEMA appraisals is very high. I actually haven't had anybody call me back and say that they haven't been able to go through with the process. Part of that probably had to do because of the amount of water that went in. There was only a certain amount of damage that occurred to the homes, and it's pretty consistent throughout homes. But it's a good niche. You know, it comes and goes, obviously, with storms. But the one thing I really like about it is you actually get to help people. They're happy to see you, and they're happy with the result. You know, anybody who's appraised for even just a year knows that there are clients out there that are not happy with anything you do. So. Upside here, you know, it just feels good. It's a nice feeling, because you know that people are gonna help people get back on track. So
yeah, sure, especially in that situation where they're desperate to try and get things going with the renovations. You said you do a lot of trust work. Where's trust work coming from? Because that's a niche. I don't do much trust work at all.
That's a little more random. I do mostly estate, some divorce. Trust comes through occasionally. I get a lot of it from word of mouth, or I get it, you know, I get it from my web presence, honestly. You know, and then there's just random things that come through, like tax gifts, and, you know, where people are gifting a house to somebody else and they get the deduction there. And so, I do a lot of that. I kind of gravitated over to that whole divorce and estate thing because my father's an attorney, my sister is a real estate and estate attorney up in Michigan. So it's easy for me to consult with somebody who can.
Sure. You know, that's a really good one, because.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I get. Find that most attorneys aren't too concerned with the appraisal. They're not too interested. So they don't know if you're necessarily doing it right or wrong. You know, if you get into litigation and you have to sit in front of somebody and get cross-examined, that can be maybe a little stressful. But, you know, generally speaking, for divorces, unless they're high profile, you know, there's really nothing to worry about. If you do the work up front, you're basically just explaining what you did. And if you feel as though you did a good job, you can stand behind your product. And there's really nothing to argue. You know, the cross-examination or that argument, there's really nothing that's going to set you off track, I guess you could say.
All they care about is that final number.
Yeah.
And then, as long as you can explain to your customer, yeah, exactly how, what you did and how you did it and how you got your results, you're fine. You're totally correct. You're totally fine. If you can explain that, or to explain that to a judge, there's nothing you need to worry about.
I agree. It's fun. It pays well. I mean, I don't know. It's fun for me. It pays, you know, pays pretty well. You meet interesting people. Once a judge likes you, that's a good thing. Or if an attorney likes you, that's a good thing for you, because they, you know, they recognize you and they know you've done that, you do a good job. So
yeah, it's always great getting referrals from attorneys. So how did you first find the
If I remember, I don't remember exactly where it was. I mean, you were putting the information out to try to get people to interested in it. It may have come through.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
A forum that I'm a member of that's run by some guys out of California. But you, it was when you were doing your beta testing, you offered, you know, hey, we need some people to kind of play around with this. And so I offered, and I think it's a great platform. I think, you know, I've been successful with it so far. And I just like the idea of appraisers handing work back and forth between appraisers instead of somebody else handing work to an appraiser, or, you know, I like the control of that, not so much to just be in control, but I like it because the understanding is we're all appraisers. We're all trying to help each other. This is a good way to keep work within the hands of appraisers instead of letting it get to somebody else who's going to not understand what the work is, screw up the process, hand it to maybe an underqualified appraiser, whatever it is, you know, so it kind of self-polices itself. That's the correct terminology. I've had I'm a residential appraiser. I've played around with commercial training and stuff, but I've had a couple of commercial appraisals come through that I've referred out, which, you know, once you get your fee cut on that for the referral, I mean, that's nice. It took me just a few minutes to pick an appraiser. If there's been a couple times where I've had a hard time finding an appraiser and I've just asked you, you know, hey, who do you recommend in this area? I think it was a rural area. And, you know, so it's worked well. I've got one pending right now for a commercial appraisal. I'm real comfortable with the appraiser that took that referral, and I'll be looking forward to hopefully referring more work to him in the future. So it's just a nice way to spend, you know, you take 15 minutes, you know, you're fortunate enough to get that referral or that phone call, and it takes maybe 15 minutes, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on how busy people are, but you get, you know, a nice percentage, and it's worth the time and money, and it's a great way to meet other appraisers and just keep in touch, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I saw in my business, is that when I started getting all this non-lender work in, a lot of it I just didn't want to do or was outside of my area. And I wanted to always put customer service first. And I'd always connect people with other appraisers. And I was like, you know, let me start making money on this, because it's costing me just time referring stuff out. So that was kind of the whole idea behind it, because I didn't want to hire appraisers for the county north of me or south of me. I didn't want to deal with that. I've done that before in the past, and it's not the stage I want to be at right now. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity. And real estate agents do this stuff all the time. They make 25, 35, 40% of their commission just on referrals. Yep. So I saw a huge need lacking for appraisers. And it does force you to get to know the appraisers around you. Like, I didn't know the appraisers around me, but when I start connecting with them, you know, almost like a trusted advisor now. I can run something by them, but you get to know them, and then you're very confident in referring them. So that just develops over time as that referral base from appraisers around you, which is, I feel like, really important and something lacking in our industry.
Yeah. And the other thing that I really like when you were talking, you kind of jogged my memory, is that, you know, this speeds up the referral process. At least it has for me too. I, prior to you putting the service forward, I had a few people in town that I would just refer everything to. I never heard back. I didn't know if they, you know, if they, if it was successful for the people I was referring out. I never really asked for money. I just wanted to make sure that, hey, if you came to me, I'm going to at least try and get you in the hands of somebody good, at least that I think is good. And with this referral process, I've had one thing that I really liked recently that happened to me is I had a client of mine that needed something done within, you know, a very short period of time. There's no way I could do it. I didn't. And so what I was able to do is put out that referral. And if the people on the other end within the system are, you know, checking their email, just, you know, if they only have to be plugged in as much as they normally are, and you can get a response back very quickly that says, hey, I can't do this. So you can immediately move on to the next person. And that, for me, when with this specific client, that's somebody I didn't want to just send them out into the ether. I wanted to make sure that they were placed and had a chance to accomplish their goals, since I couldn't do it for them, because I knew, you know, I'd worked for them before, and they'll probably be back even if I referred them out. So just as a courtesy, and it really accelerated that process, because otherwise, you know, I would have sent them to one person, and, you know, when you leave a voicemail or something like that, it may not be checked until the next day or whatever it is. So this online infrastructure that you've built allows for quick response if people are plugged in.
So. Yeah, it works when people respond, when they get that email or that call or that text. But it's just like in any business, there's some people who just aren't as quick to respond. And quick to respond to an email or a text or something. And that's crazy. Like a lot of times I'll send something out. I'm like, hey, I have business for you. And it's like, you're signed up because you want business. And it's almost like I'm spoon feeding you business, but you're not there. You just don't want it. I don't know what it is, but it's not the way I do things. But sure, sometimes I miss calls or emails or something. But by far, it's like, hey, don't sign up for the network if you're not going to answer, respond, or accept stuff, you know?
I think that if a person is successful, once they have one or two successful runs with this, I think they would be much more likely to pay attention and watch for those orders. Because another thing I noticed is that at least the ones that are coming to me, if an AMC contacts me for an appraisal, I'm not going to try. You can't refer that out.
Right.
There's not enough time. It just doesn't work. So the people that are utilizing or contacting at least me and what, and that I need to refer out are, it's non-lender work, and it pays better. The turn time on it is, it can be 5 to 10 times even, as long as what an AMC wants it back in 3 or 4 days. Someone might have a divorce appraisal or whatever it is, or an estate, and they don't even need it back for a month.
Correct. Those are the best. There's no pressure. There's no pressure.
Yeah. They pay more, you know, than an AMC does. So, you know, not to rag on AMCs. I'm just saying, this is why I think if people saw that, once they utilize it, I think they'll recognize that, hey, the fees are better, the turn time's better, and, you know, I'm just filling gaps. I'm building out my pipeline further into the future, and this is, you know, I don't have an automated system to upload this to that might take 30 minutes because of various rules that are set into their systems and all that kind of stuff. I mean, to me, it's just all around better, so.
So what have you found most of your referrals are? Other residential work or just all commercial stuff? Or what's the biggest stuff you've been referring out?
No, I'm state certified. So residential appraiser. But a lot of people that call in don't either understand the difference or don't know the difference, view me online. So I've referred out commercial and residential work. Successfully.
I get a lot of requests.
My biggest referral source is starting out commercial work.
All that stuff is like $5. It's the commercial work's way more expensive than the residential stuff.
Yeah, so you know, I know you have different plans for the use there, but like I said, 15 minutes of work and you can make a pretty good chunk of money. I mean, let me put it this way. For the most recent commercial appraisal that I referred out,
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season's
greetings to you all from Menards. Took me 15 minutes, I would say, to get that referred out. And I'm gonna make about, I don't know what people make on a residential appraisal. I'm gonna probably make about 3/4 of the price of a residential appraisal. And it took me 15 minutes.
And just, and not only that, you helped the customer out and earned money at the same time.
And I met through your platform, I met another appraiser that I'm very enthusiastic about working with in the future, because he was on it immediately with me, calls me up, calls the client up. Customer service is as good as you could ask for. The fee was reasonable. The turn time was reasonable for everybody involved. And, you know, he's going to be the guy I call next time when I get one, you know, because they come and go. I might get two or three calls for commercial appraisal in a week. I might not get one for another month. I might get, you know, five in the next 2 weeks. You know how it works, but I just look at it as you start hitting on those and, you know, that's just easy money. That's fun money. However you want to use it. You're not working really.
Yeah. It's just surplus money from you doing a good job for everybody, and you're helping an appraiser in the process, helping yourself. It's a win-win all around.
And the other thing is what I've noticed is commercial, not everybody, but you know, residential appraisers can't do commercial. Commercial appraisers generally don't want to do residential work. So you can then start getting, you know, if I'm referring commercial to so-and-so, hopefully so-and-so is going to refer the residential back to me, because you know, they're an MAI. They don't want to mess around with a 1200 square foot ranch in Sarasota. You know, that's not their gig. So, I see it working. It, like with anything, it takes time. You got to find the people that work, what you can work well with and all that stuff. But once it gets moving, I think it's a great service. And I can't stress how much I like having it all consolidated within appraisers instead of, I mean, you name the other entity that could be involved in it, you know?
Yeah. So, it's almost a way to give back to the appraisers. Like, hey, here's this network just for you. Utilize it, whoever you want. This is we're our own AMC now. This is, we'll just.
Exactly.
Non-lender AMC. Just funnel it through all the appraisers around the country who are members. So, regarding getting your referral fees, are you liking the Stripe going right to your checking account, like automatically? Do you like that? Is it, how have you found that?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost so easy. You could almost argue that you don't like it, because if you're not paying attention, you might miss it. I think you understand what I mean. It's that simple. I mean, you know, a lot of people still use checks where they're going to send. I mean, I use QuickBooks for billing. So, you know, whenever something is sent, QuickBooks, at least for me, will notify me that, hey, so-and-so has sent money. It's on the way and all that kind of stuff. With Stripe, it's even faster. So,
yeah, I like that too. It's fun money into one of my other checking accounts, which is just like entertainment stuff that I spend it on.
Yeah.
But once you develop your appraisers around you, it becomes much more easier to refer stuff out. It doesn't take 15. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it takes me like 2 minutes. If I get a phone call, I realize I can't do something, I'll refer it out, pop on the website. It'll take me like 2 minutes. And from there, it's on the other appraiser to take it from there. And then it really is, it gets way more efficient when you start getting in touch with the appraisers around you and knowing them better and knowing which one's suited for which job and stuff. So I kind of like that. Yeah,
I don't disagree. I can see how it can be that fast. Yeah, you use it. So you're fast at it. You know who to contact. I use it too, but I'm sure not at your capacity. So, it may take me a few more minutes to select someone, but it's fast. I mean, there's no denying that.
I initially set it up because I was kind of like always on my board. I was trying to solicit business from how can I find more appraisal work, non-lender work? And I knew we were getting older as a profession. So I was like, how do I target retired appraisers? You know, how do I get their book of business? So I'm like, oh, this is a great way, because I was going to say, hey, I'll take your book of business and I'll give you a referral fee for every job you send me. And I figure that's a good way to try and get business. But here I was like, oh, this is even better. I can refer it out to multiple appraisers if they're retired and still have money in my time.
Well, I hope it keeps working for everybody and for you. I mean, you're the one who found it, but there's many, many ways to make money as an appraiser. And this is one of them, you know, so I hope it keeps working for you and everybody else, because I forget, you know, whatever, there's something about if you want to retire, you've got to make money while you're sleeping, or there's some saying, whatever it is, but you're not doing anything and you're making money because somebody else is doing the work, and you're just collecting your referral fee. So it's just another cool way where you can, instead of actually sitting down and sitting at a desk and doing an appraisal and going through that whole process, that you can capitalize on.
Anything you like, what do you want changed?
The couple of issues I've had are, I've had a couple of times when I've been fairly desperate to get an appraisal assigned, but it was more of a more complex assignment. You know, it was one particular, was a tax appeal with just kind of a strange property. And so, I'd like to see, you know, if a commercial appraiser doesn't want to take residential appraisals, I'd like to see that, and maybe it's there and I don't know. Because if I do go through a couple of appraisers and they can't do it for whatever reason, then you start looking at commercial appraisers. I mean, I've had, you are kind of at the mercy of them getting back to you quickly. So if you know up front that they're not interested, that would be great. But I would say that's about it. That's really the only issue I've had, is getting people to move quickly. Sometimes that might be even a better way. Or, you know, if you are a certified general appraiser, do you accept residential work? Because West Coast Florida, you're on the East Coast. West Coast Florida is not as populated. They're building it up really quickly. But once you start heading inland, there aren't too many appraisers out there. And so if you know which ones to immediately, if you know which ones aren't going to take that work, that would be helpful. There's just a way to identify it. You know, like the Appraisal Institute, when you have each appraiser has a profile and it'll say what kind of work they do. And I know that's in here too, but if there's a hard stop on something like we don't do tax appeal or we don't do residential, that would be good, because I'm only talking about one instance. You know, I got hung up once with a commercial appraiser. I don't know when he saw it, but it took a little time. So it would have been nice to know up front.
Yeah, I can see that. So what advice do you have to other appraisers out there who are just saying they don't service this or they don't do this assignment? What's your advice to them about them referring work out?
So if they don't want to do it, you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. What advice? So if they're just saying, hey, I don't do this, I don't cover this county, or I don't do this, I don't do that, and they just end up.
Well, I mean, I guess my real advice would be is, you know, if you don't, you're going to want to do non-lender work. You got to get into it if you plan on being long-term without having big gaps in your workflow, because, you know, lending ebbs and flows and it can be really rough if you rely strictly on lending. But as far as if they, you know, if you don't want to do it, I would, you know, I would suggest using this. It's easy. You hop on the map. The map shows where the appraisers are in that area. You click on them. You send them a quick message. 90% of the time, they're going to reasonably quick. And like I said, it takes whatever it takes. I'm just going to say 15 minutes, you know, it's just kind of the number I use, but it takes 15 minutes and you've got a referral fee. So, but you know, if you, and then to go back to what I started with, if you can do a residential lending appraisal, you can do a divorce appraisal. You can do all that. So if you just got to make sure that you've got your scope of work, all that and information is out there and your intended user and if you can do that, I mean, you can utilize a service like this where people are passing that type of work around. Because like I said, at least for me, I don't know if other people, you could speak to this. I don't know if other people you put AMC work through this, but my thought is the turn time on AMC work is so fast, you wouldn't be able to. And I don't think you can even refer AMC work out. So
no, anything like federal related to an agency, you can't really refer and get paid. You can refer it out, but you can't make a referral fee. But non-lender stuff, you're free to exchange. It's just like paying for leads. That's all you're doing. Basically, you're just paying for a lead that worked out. That's essentially all this is a lead service, but you don't pay for leads that don't work out, you know?
Yeah. Well, your website, I believe it has information on how to do some of these appraisals anyways.
Right? Oh yeah. That's what I'm.
So it's,
if you haven't done non-lender stuff, you need to educate yourself real quick on what you're doing, just so you don't, you know, so you can put the client first, like learn how to do divorce work and what it entails, and then start doing it and become better and better at it. But don't go in blindly. Just take an education lesson on the website or any other education lesson. Josh Wallet has, a non-lender course you can take and just learn more about this stuff before you start doing it and putting yourself at risk and those clients at risk for a report that maybe is meant for a lender, but for a divorce and gets you into trouble or something.
No, I agree. My experience with appraisers is they're generally pretty nice and pretty willing to help. You know, I mean, I've cold called appraisers before and said to them, can you help me with this? Can I just pick your brain for 5 minutes? Because I'm looking at your website or your profile and you've got experience with this. And I just want to, you know, bounce something off of you. And, you know, so I think it's just putting in, you know, putting in the effort like that a lot of times, because, like I said, if you can do a lending appraisal, you can do any of these. You just have to make sure that, you know, you're not using the lending forms. Your intended user is correct. There's lots of resources online to pick up samples for those. It's really not any harder as far as I'm concerned. It's actually, in my opinion, easier because you don't have people. Lenders are notorious, especially AMC work, for coming back to you with a laundry list of items that they want addressed. Usually half of them are already in the appraisal. They score you on it. You know, you get a scorecard. You've got a
child. It's like you're a child, like you're an employee or a child getting scored, getting a grade from a teacher or something.
At best, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I found lending work, there's no kickback. The only kickback is when somebody doesn't like your value, and then you just explain how you got to your value. And that's, you just be nice about it, answer their phone, answer the call and talk to them. And that's it. That usually solves the problem. I've never had like kickback, like, oh, this is wrong or this is an error. I've never had that kickback because those aren't like the expectations of the customers out there, but they are for these darn AMCs and banks. That's all they care about, is if everything's done to their liking.
Yeah. And they, a lot of times you get more work from them or they refer you out to somebody else, you know, at least that's happened for me. Like a state work. There are communities where everybody's about the same age and they all start walking away at the same time. And they say, you know, you did this appraisal for so-and-so and I live around the corner and my husband just died. And it sounds kind of grim, but you know, if you do a good job, they like you and you're in. And so
yeah, even with those estate attorneys, exactly. And you're in an area where it's older, isn't it, older retirees over there, a lot of retirees over there?
Yeah, I mean, now that they're building out Lakewood Ranch, we're getting a lot of younger people, but there are plenty. Prior to that, it was mostly, you know, baby boomer age and above. Not mostly, but I mean, a huge percentage of it was.
I feel like every time I have a conversation with another appraiser, it's like you're talking to an old friend. And that's how it has been like with every appraiser I've spoken with.
Yep. I agree. Especially a lot of the guys, men and women who have been around a while and they've been kind of taking their lumps over the years, they're in my experience, they're especially willing to help, to just lend a hand, maybe tell people, hey, think about trying this or looking into this to, you know, as another avenue for work. It'll make your life easier. They're always willing to give tips, because when you get, unfortunately, you know, appraisers, especially, you know, post 08, 2008 and through that long stretch there, I mean, they were taking a beating there for a while. And so almost like you're doing some sort of tour of duty or something like that, and jump this thing in common, and you're, you know, everybody's mad about the same thing, and they're, you know, all the appraisers are mad about all these changes and those changes. So in my experience, like I said, everybody tends to help out. You know, if you can try and contribute, people are going to reciprocate. So
yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So with that, I know you have a hard stop coming up here.
I hope everybody uses it. I hope that they're, you know, honest about using it. It's really a good resource. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, you can jump on here and then you can refer work out to somebody else. But I just, you know, one of the biggest problems appraisers have had over the years is they're always it's always a divide and conquer thing with appraisers. They're always fragmented. You know, they can't talk about certain things. They're, you know, field appraisers aren't as good as office appraisers. I mean, you name it, you know. So it's to me, strength in numbers. It's just a good thing to do. And, you know, to try and foster that community, don't get greedy, you know, just be honest, because, you know, if you do that, it works, and it works well. And, but other than that, you know, I like the service. I think it can work well. If people get in there and give it a try.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. So that's my advice for appraisers, is get out there, try and make referral income a part of your business. Connect with appraisers nearby you. We're going to have an initiative coming up soon. We're going to have like localized Zoom meetings for maybe each state. And it's a free service, so you can get to know the appraisers around you. So we're going to try and introduce that to like try and strengthen the profession. So with that, I appreciate you being a guest today, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us on the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some value in it, which you can apply to your appraisal business. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave a review. It really helps us reach more appraisers like you. For more tips and to connect with other appraisers, visit referappraisals.com. Until next time, keep brewing up success in your business, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.